The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the Magi had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelled in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled: "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
What is your favorite Christmas tradition? When you think of traditions, we usually think of foods that we love on Christmas Day. Or maybe it's playing games together with your family. Maybe there was a favorite game that you always played. Possibly there was a favorite Christmas movie that you watched together. Families are clearly important to our life and our health and our happiness. But what if you were with your family having to escape your home out of fear of death? I say this because this was the reality of the Holy Family. This is the reality of many families today. We still have places all over the world where families live in fear and often leave so they can live in freedom. On the streets, there are individuals who have lost their families for reasons that are often complicated and sad. We hear of families destroyed every day because of sin and evil. The definition of the family is changing constantly. We are so lost and confused at times that we will call anything and anyone a family. The desire to want to belong to a family is part of our human nature. It is how God created us. He created us to exist within a family. What can the Holy Family then teach us about the truth of family life? If God created us in this way, then He placed within us a particular plan for living out this beautiful reality of the family. What can Jesus, Mary, and Joseph teach us about being, the power of being, members of God's family? This is the first truth: that in our baptism, we become members of the household of God. We become sons and daughters of the Father. Everyone has heard, I'm sure at this point, you've at least heard of the movies called Avatar. Has anybody seen the Avatar movies? It's okay if you haven't. But in these movies, when there's an interesting way to show affection, when someone is accepted and loved, you hear them say the line, "I see you." If you saw the movies, you know what I'm talking about. I see you. It is meant to mean, I know you, I welcome you, I love you, I will give my life for you. But these words can be used also in a wrong way. We can say them in order to get what we want. It could become a way to gain power over others. God sees you. God sees you, but not so he can take from you. He sees you so that he can give you everything you need to gain eternal life. God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son. Jesus is the ultimate gift of the Father to us for the salvation of the world. Jesus loves us so much that he died for us. He gave us everything. We have to love each other in this way. We have to love each other in this way. And so here's the next truth. Family requires sacrifice. In families, it is easy to be selfish. I want my own room. I want my own phone. I want my own food. I want my own time by myself or with my friends. I want what I want. I want to think I'm owed these things. I want what I think is owed to me, and I don't care what anyone else in the family wants. You hear of these things sometimes in differing ways. I've experienced all these things in differing ways in my own life. I've said them in my head or out loud. And let's be honest, family is difficult. God created a system of life that is fragile and requires selfless love for it to work well. Mary and Joseph lived this, I think, in a beautiful way. They sacrificed for each other so that Jesus could be born into the world. They had to listen and obey God so that they would be safe. They had to live in exile from family and friends so that they could bring our Savior to us. At the time, the most powerful people in the world wanted to kill Jesus. At Christmas, we usually look at the baby Jesus in the manger thinking, "Oh, how cute. How beautiful." The truth is, the Holy Family was living in hiding. They were living in fear. And all they had was their trust in God. What are we afraid of? Why are we afraid to forgive each other? Why are we afraid to talk about serious things, but still be able to love each other? Pope Francis used, I think, a beautiful, well, interesting term. It was a striking term during his time as Pope. He called our current culture a throwaway culture. He said this: the throwaway culture says, "I use you as much as I need you. When I am not interested in you anymore, or you are in my way, I throw you out." Those are direct words from him. He goes on to say, "It is especially the weakest who are treated this way. Unborn children, the elderly, the needy, the disadvantaged. You know, we might use this image of the throwaway culture in contradiction to the true meaning of the family. In a family, within our culture, and certainly within the church, our church, no person is a throwaway. No one is a throwaway. No one is ever that worthless. We don't treat people as useless. We respect the dignity of the human person, from the unborn to the elderly, to those who are disabled, to the disadvantaged, to whoever is sitting next to you. And we should not create our own image of the family, but receive the power of how God has made us and how He loves us and what He has planned for our lives. What will continue to bring meaning to our lives and our families? Meaning comes through seeking Jesus and His cross. And Jesus gives meaning to our faith. He has revealed to us in the Christmas season the power and the need for the family. Father, mother, children, grandparents, brothers and sisters, all family members standing together proclaiming the power of Jesus. When we come to Mass together, worship God and receive the Eucharist, we find healing and peace. And when we pray together, we find love. When we know Jesus together, we find purpose for our lives. And so this is the last lesson in family life, what we receive from the Holy Family. Don't throw Jesus away. Don't throw Jesus away from your lives. Don't throw your faith out the window thinking you can do it better or that your own truth will be enough. It's a great deceit. Don't throw Jesus away from your family. Embrace Jesus, who looks up in love from the manger, from the cross, from the sacramental life of the church, from heaven. He looks at us. Jesus sees us, and we are saved. For that we leap for joy. Leap for joy at the name of Jesus. Kneel in adoration in the divine presence of Jesus. Receive Him, His body and blood, saying, Jesus, we believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.